I'm Perry Stone. Welcome to Manifest. I'm coming to you from the city of Bethlehem, where King David's hometown, but the city where Jesus was born. And I'm at the Three Arches in Bethlehem, a beautiful shop. And look at these beautiful nativity scenes that are hand-carved right here using the olive trees from Bethlehem. Well, let me share something with you that we're going to do a Christmas special with Pam and I. If you've seen this before, I want you to watch it again. It ends up being very funny in the end. And if you've not seen it, stay tuned, watch this program. I think you'll get a real kick out of it. Pam never comes on the Manifest Telecast maybe once a year, and this is that time once a year that you're going to be seeing her on the program. So stay tuned and keep watching. God bless you. To greet everyone for this very special week. We don't know exactly when you're going to be watching this program. It could be before the traditional Christmas, it could be after, we're not sure, but we're in a very special place. At least it's a very special place to myself and to Pam. Now, if you've never met Pam, she's a behind the scenes person. She's a very, very, very hard worker, but she likes to just kind of stay in the background. So I had to really talk her into doing this. So we need to get her a good response from this program to let her know how you appreciate her taking the time to do this. All right, here's the story of what we're doing, okay?
Yep.
The story is that for many years, and I mean many, many years, I have wanted to do a program from our house. So we're actually in our home in Tennessee. We're in the kitchen. This is Pam's favorite area. And I say that because she spends a lot of time here when there's guests and visitors, and also in our family when she's cooking. She is known, she has this reputation. If you've ever come to our main events or our meetings at OCI and you've eaten her chicken pot pie or her chicken salad, which is, she's going to make that today in just a few moments, you'll understand what I'm saying. She has a reputation of being a great cook. And she, I'm not going to tell you that you like to watch all those Hallmark movies. I'm not even going to talk about that. But you watch a lot of the, what is it, cooking shows?
Yeah.
Now, what do you actually pick up stuff from that?
I do. I actually do, yeah.
Have you ever, I've never asked you this, but have you ever watched something and then tried it on the family?
Yeah, I'll see something I like and then you can go on the internet and get the recipe.
Now, I will tell you this, that the one thing that I like is the casserole that you make out of cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one time, I shouldn't even admit this, she made one that was about like this and this, and I literally ate about 3/4 of it. And you said, save some for the kids and the grandbabies.
Some.
And I just took off. Well, this is that season, and I have been in Israel every November up to the 1st of December, and I've never been able to do this. We have planned this for years, to just come inside the home and let Pam tape. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit in between her preparing this. So tell me what you have.
Well, this is everything it takes to make my chicken salad. I've already cooked the chicken. And let me tell you about the chicken. You don't boil it. A lot of people boil their chicken when they make chicken salad.
Really?
I bake it in the oven. So I take the chicken breast. I put just a little olive oil. And I use Lowry's seasoning salt. You can use whatever seasoning salt you like. I like Lowry's.
So why do you bake it in the oven? I'm curious.
It just gives it a deeper flavor, the chicken a deeper flavor. When you boil it, you kind of get water in there. And
you take the flavor, the real good flavor.
It's a different
texture
and a different flavor.
Okay, good point. And what else do you have here that comes in with this? This is
boiled eggs.
Okay.
Grapes. I use spicy mustard. Not regular mustard, mayonnaise, and celery.
So I've noticed something. That's the reason it has a little bit of a kick to it.
Right. You can use regular mustard if you don't like spicy mustard. But
right.
That's another kind of little secret. Another thing I like to do is, instead of just chopping it, some people like big chunks, and that's fine. I like to put it in the food processor. So I cut it up.
Interesting.
Cut
See,
it up
you know, it's the little
pieces.
Things that if you've ever watched her cook at maybe a main event or something. It's like her pot pie. She does certain things to her pot pies that are different than most people do. One little nugget I'm not going to share about, she calls that her secret. So we're going to turn this on.
It's going to be a little noise.
It's all right. All right, now you've got it chopped up.
That quick.
And really for feeding the grandbabies, this is better anyway, isn't it? Because it doesn't have the big chunks.
Well, serving too, you can make a nice little scoop. We do it like this in the cafe.
Like during the meetings
during the conferences,
that we have.
Mm-hmm. This is how we do it in the cafe.
See, we have a cafe at the Omega Center International when we do the Partners Conference. We've done the main event. And there's another one I'm missing. Oh, the Prophetic Summit. And a lot of times Pam will cook something during those. She actually has to plan it in advance. She has a whole team of ladies in the kitchen back there. And I'll tell you something else she's very, very good at making are the fried pies. And you make the fried pies during the main event on Saturday, the fall festival on Saturday in the month of October. And those are so addictive. She puts those together with some lady and they deep fry them. If you were raised the way that I was, we were raised in the rural churches many years ago in the mountains of Virginia, southwestern Virginia, actually, Big Stone Gap, Virginia. And back in that day, all of the women in the church knew how to cook. You didn't have the restaurants, the fast food chains, etc., back in the 1960s the way you have today, where people can just get up and go and get a meal. And what they would do, the ladies would prepare meals. I remember chicken and dumplings was very, very popular with the people in the community. And the other thing that when the church, when the little Pentecostal church where my dad pastored, when the women did the fried pies, they would help raise the funds for the church to help expenses, the electric bill, the payment, the mortgage, whatever. And a lot of times they would prepare those pies and they would go out and sell them in the community. But I remember good old fashioned, I guess it was Crisco grease, right? Probably Crisco was the big.
Crisco, yeah.
Crisco was the thing back then.
Lard.
Lard, that's really what it was. And I remember that they would deep fry those and they would put that crust on it and make them super brown. So you do that when you make your fried pies. All right, now I'm
going to give my secrets.
They're going to say I'm talking too much. So now
okay, so let me talk. So another thing I do, let me tell you, this was 3 ounces of chicken breast. So if you want to get the recipe. And then I like to grate my eggs. I like to put eggs in my egg salad. So this is
Chicken salad. Yes.
This is 6 eggs. And as you see, I've grated them. You can chop them if you like bigger hunks. But I kind of like to grate it.
I tell you why, again, I go back to why I like it that way, is because we have grandbabies. And, of course, the baby doesn't eat this, but the one that's over 2 does.
Yeah.
And it just, it's small enough to where you can scoop it and just they can eat it without taking the chunks when you make the big chunks of chopping it up. I'm thinking about the grandbabies. Oh, yes.
Seedless grapes. You can do red, green.
What's the difference? Okay, you're the cook.
The red is a little more sweeter. The green, okay. I think, is a little bit more tart. So I put both colors.
Yeah, I have seen green in them before.
This is about 3 cups of
grapes.
It seems like a lot of grapes, but I'm just going to go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, but it's so good when you put it all together. That's the thing.
I also put celery. Now, we don't put onion. We don't really like the raw onion, but if you like onion, you can do that. This is 1.5 cups of celery, chopped celery. I like to chop it in the food processor. There again, it gets you little pieces.
So the food processor is your best friend, apparently.
I like the food processor of certain things. So
now is the bowl going to be big enough?
And now we've got celery. The bowl is going to be big enough, yes.
I can tell you've done this before.
It is.
All right.
So,
there we go.
Here we go. Now, let's put in the mustard.
And again, this is not normal mustard. What is this called?
Spicy
mustard. How much of that do you use?
This was 3 tablespoons.
Okay, 3 tablespoons.
But now let me tell you, you may have to have more. It depends on how you like it, right?
Right.
This is 1 cup of mayonnaise. I know that's a lot.
Yeah, but I like mayonnaise.
I think it's going to take the whole cup, actually.
I like mayonnaise.
So let's try 1 cup of mayonnaise. All right. And then
I'm going to get this out of here. I'm going to be a good helper, and I'm going to move this over here.
You're my sous chef.
Oh, there we go. I have a new job.
And then.
So you don't, now you don't go put this in the blender and mix it. You just mix this by hand.
No.
Okay.
Mix it.
Yeah, you would tear the grapes up if you did that, wouldn't you? If you put it in the blender.
The grapes don't go in the blender.
Now with me, I would have used double the mustard, the mayonnaise.
I think we'll be okay. Let's get it stirred up because, you know, that's all about cooking. So we're going to stir it a little. We're going to see.
Okay. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a break.
Okay.
And going to share some things with you. And we're going to come back to the house. And I'm going to have Pam tell her favorite story or her favorite memory of this time of year when growing up. And I'll give you mine. We'll be right back here. We'll be back in just a moment. I heard this many times on Saturday afternoon. I have never missed a main event in many years, and this week's services were the greatest revelation of God's Word yet. Personally, the morning services released the most profound, right now, practical series of revelations that I've actually ever heard in my 46 years of ministry. The five messages that I preached were all new insights, some I had never seen until recently, that were birthed in the secret place of prayer. I felt impressed to emphasize lessons on defeating the strange attacks of the enemy, and I included a significant prophetic update, also teaching on the meaning of the year 5783 and teaching the authority of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. Here's the title of my five messages: The Five Prophetic Omens Coming in 2023, The Prophetic Decree of the Watchers, The Satanic Ambush in the Spirit-Filled Edge, Recovering When Satan Chastises Your Peace, How to Issue a Restraining Order on the Enemy. Tony Scott taught a word that opened up a new spiritual level, and the title of the message was Living in the Highest Kingdom Life. Ron Carpenter brought the people to their feet with a powerful word, the legal side of prayer. Tommy Bates built our faith and just literally brought in the glory of the Lord with It's Time to Release the Supernatural. This main event series is a solid investment in your spiritual growth, explaining battle-proven tactics, and also increases your knowledge and provides faith-building truths that unlock the mysteries of the kingdom of God in the time of the end. There are four ways in which to order. Call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD or call our Voice of Evangelism offices at 423-478-3456. Or you can order online at perrystone.org requesting the 2022 main event CDs or the DVDs. You can also mail in your order to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Now, always remember to request either 22ME CD for the CDs or 22ME DVD for the 8 DVDs. Some DVD messages also have various pictures and scriptures to enhance the meaning of the message so that you can see and hear the word of the Lord. Now, the 8 CDs are $55. The 8 DVDs are $95, and we will pay the postage. If this year has been difficult and you've been hit from different directions, I can assure you these messages will give you weapons for warfare, tools for living, encouragement in your spirit, and help build your faith. And they will help you to break the strongholds and oppression of the adversary. The prophetic update is also very powerful. Please order yours today and help keep manifest on the air. Well, I want you to stay tuned as we go back to our home right here in just a moment with Pam and that little recipe that she shared with you. I hope you're enjoying this rather informal Manifest telecast. Most of the time, our telecasts deal with world events, prophecy, practical, spiritual, Christian living, and a number of other teachings, such as great prophetic teaching that you enjoy. But we felt like we wanted to give you a break from all of that and just kind of go behind the scenes. And I do hope that you will enjoy the rest of the program, which is coming up. Very quickly, let me just make mention of a few things. As we come to the new year, no one really knows exactly what to expect. But we are continuing all of our outreaches, all of our 7-point outreaches that reach the entire world with the gospel and with the powerful messages that the Lord gives us from a prophetic, practical, and Hebraic perspective. We also are going to continue our world missions outreaches through the lens of a camera in different parts of the world, having outdoor meetings of which I stay in one area right here, and I preach via the technology that we now have on a big screen to thousands of people in nations of the world. There's a lot of things that we're planning. So we need your prayer. We ask you to continue to pray for us. And we ask you to, when you're able, to financially support us and stand with us to be able to get the equipment that we need to do the things that we're getting ready to do. And most of all, have a blessed season at this time of the year with your family members and those that you really love. All right, we're going back to the house with Pam. Stay tuned. She's going to keep on cooking for you. All right, now we're back. We are in Cleveland, Tennessee, our home. This is our actual physical home where we live, of course, because you live in your home. And this is the kitchen. And this is, we have always teased that this is my wife Pam's favorite place because she spends a lot of time here, especially during the holidays and whether it's Thanksgiving or the Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever. You know, I know you understand that there's the holidays are when people come home to their family. And so we have had her to work on something. I told you would need what? More?
We needed a little more mayonnaise.
Yes, I was right. I got something right.
We added a half a cup more of mayonnaise.
Okay.
And about a tablespoon or more of the spicy mustard.
You could determine that when you're making it, right?
Yes. When I make chicken salad, actually, I don't usually even measure things out. I just keep going until it looks right. You know how that is.
Yeah, it looks good, though.
Measuring. I did not add salt because the seasoning salt is pretty salty. So if you've done it right, you shouldn't have to have salt. But I did add a little pepper.
Yeah, pepper. Okay, so pepper adds a little bit too.
Are you going to taste it?
Why do you think we got bowls here?
Are you going to tell them how good it is?
Of course. You told me to say it was good, didn't you?
I don't have a big scooper, but
all right, put one right
there. We'll make it look pretty.
You got to get you one too.
We'll make it look pretty cute there.
Look there. There it is. Can we see that? Looks good.
Looks good.
And I like the grapes being in it because that sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And it does
sugar.
Add a lot. Natural sugar, right?
And, okay. Natural sugar.
Okay. Lord, thank you for this day. Woo, amen. All right. I blessed it. Mmm. Let me get a grape. Mmm. That's pretty
very
good.
Good.
And I can taste, even though you didn't use a lot of mustard, I can taste a little bit of just a like a hint of the spice. I'm doing like
the
those guys
gives,
on, you know, I'm doing
yeah.
like those guys on TV.
And the celery gives you a little crunch.
See what it is. And you know the sugar that is in the red grape, it adds
the
to the texture.
Sugar.
Natural sugar adds to the texture. I watch these programs with you, and these guys are always, you know, and then they give a thumbs up to.
Don't, I wonder, don't chew and talk too.
Why? Rude? Because they
rude.
Can see my food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying not to. It's hard not to. I got to quit eating. We have a program to do. Utah. All right. Give us your best memory. One of the not necessarily your best memory, a memory that you knew, remembered growing up with you. Tell us about your family. You had two sisters.
Well, I have two sisters. I have two sisters, and we're very close. And it was a close family when I was in Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. but I'm not there now, but we do see each other quite a bit. And just being together as a family and enjoying the holidays together. You know, I think about, a lot of times I think about Christmas and why do we celebrate Christmas? And I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, God wanted a family. He wants us to enjoy our family. And so in order for him to have a family, he came up with a plan. And that plan was that he sent Jesus to the earth to live like we lived. And then eventually die, and that's how he got a family. So he wants us to enjoy our family. He wants us to be together as a family.
Well, there's two families. You have your natural family, then the family that's the spiritual family.
Right.
That would be your church family or the Christian family. And right. the neat thing about the family of God, at least in my opinion, is that anywhere you go, anywhere in the world, it doesn't matter if you're in maybe India or if you're in Africa, when you meet another believer who believes in the Lord, it's just like you bear witness, and it's like a family member.
Yeah,
it is. It's the strangest thing because the Bible talks about that, how his blood makes mm-hmm. us one, you know, and it really does. So your love language, because there was a book written years ago, and you had me read it because it was very interesting, and it talked about the five different love languages. Can you rattle those off?
I mean, think one is
gifts.
Gifts, family
words
time.
Family time, words of affirmation, affection. And I always miss one. There is always fifth one for some reason I can't get. And we know there's five. But yours, we talked about this years ago, that yours is absolutely family time. Because you, the people who know you, it's really like it's an inside joke that Pam will plan a vacation a year to a year and a half out. And she in the vacation before you ever show up 6 months before, she has every day totally, completely planned out. This is not exaggeration. I'm telling the truth. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to go here. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to go there. At 6 o'clock, we're going to do this. And you know it's true. You do that. You're a very intense organizer when it comes to the events that relate to the family. Now, I would have to say when we were growing up that when we came to the time of what we call, and I use the word traditional Christmas because, you know, we've discussed this, that Jesus was likely born, he was likely conceived during a Hanukkah, which would have been the month of December, and he was probably born in the fall festival. But I don't fuss over that, get into disagreements. If something does not affect your eternal destiny or your salvation, then it's just a theological debate. And sometimes it's not even worth debating, you know, because what good does it do to argue?
Right.
But we know he came. That's the main thing. It's like when you go to the Holy Land, they may show you this is where Jesus did this. And then this church will say, no, it was over here. And that church will say, oh, no, it was over here. It's like, I really don't care where it was.
Exactly.
I just know it says it happened.
Exactly.
So we know that he was born. And that's the main thing. But we had two sides of our family, which was, of course, as with all parents, you have the mother's side and you have the father's side. My father's side were Stones and my mother's side were Bavas. That was the original, my mother's, I guess you'd say, maiden name was Bava. And one side was kind of had a little bit of, from what I understand, a little bit of Cherokee with some Irish. That's a real combination there, you know.
Yeah.
And on dad's side of the family, and then mom's side of the family was predominantly Italian. And they both lived in the mountains, and we would actually take trips as children to go up and visit them. And they were in, one lived in the Coalfield area, and one lived in, you know, kind of a beautiful area in the mountains. But it was really interesting because when you would visit, that's where you got to see your cousins that you hadn't seen all year long. That's where you got to see your grandparents that you probably had not seen all year long. And so I can actually...
No, that's what I like.
That was the thing I was getting to, and I'm glad you said that. Because where we were from originally, and you remember after we got married...
Yeah.
This is so bad. I hate to even admit this now. But when we were married, I said to her, now you need to know something. You need to know that we will at Christmas... We're not going to come down here to Alabama. You can come before Christmas. You can come after Christmas. But we will go to Grandma's house. And so she knew that that's where we would go. But we had so much fun, didn't we? A 10-hour drive from here, maybe?
It was about 10 hours, yeah.
And we would get up into the mountains. And inevitably, this is so true, where they lived, it would snow there when it wouldn't snow anywhere else in the area.
Yeah.
It was a very high town. And so what was funny about it, it's looking back on it, it's hilarious, is that we kids absolutely loved getting out in the snow. We would go build the snowman, of course. We would, Granddad had sleds, and we would go up on the streets. Now, these are the streets where the cars were, and we would sled down those streets, which could be at times very dangerous. We almost went under a car one time, all four of us. There was me and my sister and two cousins.
Funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny at the time. I was like, it scared me, you know. And and it got so cold at times that it would be way below zero.
The cars wouldn't even crank sometimes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
The cars would not even start, and we had to put a little kind of light heaters or something underneath there to get them going. But we have so many memories. And one of the things I want to share with you that are watching right now, because when you come to this time of the year in which there is a time where family members gather together, you know that there will be, as time goes along, and for some of you it has already occurred, there will be individuals that are not present this year that may have been there in the past. And for me, it's my dad. My daddy was always with us. Dad hasn't been with us for many years now. And both sets of my grandparents have passed away. And so when you have this time where the family comes together, there's always, the older you get, someone that will be missing from the table or someone that will be missing from that family event and that family moment. And so I want to say to you that if you are one of those individuals that maybe you don't have a lot of family where you live, or maybe there are a lot of family members that have gone on to be with the Lord and they've kind of left you. I mean, when you get to be 80 and 90 years of age, a lot of your dear friends have already, if they were Christians, gone on to be with the Lord. But I want to encourage you to think on good memories. What's one of your favorite sayings you always say when we're on vacation? We're making
We're making memories.
And you like to take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And you have, she has a lot of picture books.
Well, Amanda takes way more pictures than I do.
Well, they do it on their phone now. We used to have to get them developed and had to take the film and get them developed, you know, which was just expensive, wasn't it?
Expensive.
And so now they take them on their phone and have thousands of pictures. But Pam always said, take a lot of pictures, make a lot of memories. And what we do sometimes, and we like to do this, is we'll sit down right in the living room here, and we'll pull out those picture albums. And when we pull out those picture albums, we will look through those pictures, and we will begin to see funny, you know, some of it's hilarious. Now, I'll tell you something that's really strange, and Charlie, who's behind the camera, will verify what I'm about to say to you, and that is this, that I have, for some reason, a kind of memory. What you doing? You're walking around here.
I've got a surprise. Just go ahead and talk.
Oh, we got a surprise. Oh, she, well, look at you, pulling up a cake. You didn't make this, did you?
Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I want you to know what you bring the cake out here for. We got maybe 2.5 minutes left in the program, so tell me the cake.
Well, you always say, I never make you anything sugar-free, so I made you this special...
Sassy, isn't she?
Sugar-free chocolate mocha.
What?
Cake.
Really?
Just for you. And this is a special knife. This was actually the knife that we cut our wedding cake
with. Oh.
So I'm going to let
you. Now you're going to have me cry. Look at this. It's Perry and Pam.
I know.
Oh, that is so cool. 4282. This was the cake. This was the, okay. So you want me to cut it?
So this is sugar free.
Whoa. My wife.
A few berries on the top.
Is she not the
chocolate
best?
Chocolate mocha.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to be careful.
It.
All right. Here we go. All right. Where do I start?
Yeah, in the middle. That's good. So when it's sugar-free, this is what it tastes like.
You hear me thinking this is going to be like this delicious cake? What are you doing? Look at her.
One of the things about me, I'm going to tell you a secret about me.
Oh, tell me a secret now.
I'm obsessed with fake food. I really am.
So explain it.
I really
You're
am.
You're obsessed
I
with
have
fake.
A whole table set and it's got food on it, cake.
But this was, you just, when you, I don't know when you got this, that looks so real. Look at this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
I hope you enjoy your sugar-free cake.
Okay. Well, one thing about it, there's no calories, there's no sugar.
Exactly.
And there's no fat.
Tastes like cardboard.
You pulled one on me and everybody got to see it. Okay, this is why I love this woman. She is so much fun to hang with and so much fun to be around. And I want to say this to you. You are just a delight. I've been married to you for 38 years, going on 39 years this April the 2nd, in 2021. And I want you to know that you're just the best. I'm really serious.
Thank you. You're
I just want to brag
too.
On you. I really mean that. You know I mean that. And I brag on you when nobody's around. And that's, and you sometimes say, that's enough, Perry. Now that's enough, Perry. That's enough. So I just want to let everybody know what a wonderful wife I have. We have two kids, 31. One is 31.
31
one is
and 19.
19. So that's a gap there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And we have grandbabies. So I got about 7 seconds left. Thank you for joining me. We've had fun today. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a break from the normal programming that will be back next week. We'll see you on Manifest.